Okay, we are doing Daf Yud Beis in Horios. We are getting closer and closer to the Siyum of Sedna Zikin and Shas Bavli. So we're 12 lines up from the bottom with Omer Mar on Yud Aleph and Beis. Omer Mar, Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach ela mipnei machlokoso shel Yoram. So Yehu also was only given Mashiach because it was a machlokes. Umishu machlokoso shel Yoram ben Achav Nim Abashemen. One second, because there was a machlokis, now it's going to want to be over the Me'ila. No, it wasn't really the real Shemen Kedomer of Papa, but Aparsama Dachya. It was a type of pure type of balsam oil. So Achinami, Aparsama Dachya. When Yehu, they didn't did with him, but not with the actual real oil. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim brings down, excuse my voice, the Rambam brings lack of a voice right now. Malachim Aleph Halacha Yud Ein Moshchin Malchei Yisrael B'Shemen Amishcha Ela B'Shemen Afarsamon. So that's for the Malchei Yisrael. Ve'imimanin Osam B'Yerushalayim La'olam. They're not appointed in Yerushalayim. Ela Melech Yisrael Mizera David. Only with the Malchus Yehuda. Ve'in Moshchin Ela Zera David. They only do the Mashiach on David himself. So that's why it was the real Shemen and not this type of balsam oil. The es Yehoachaz mipnei Yehoyakim. So they did this on Yehoachaz also because he was Shahayagadu mimenu shteishanim, because he was 2 years older. When it says Umi Koshish mine, was Yehoyakim really older than him? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, Uvnei Yoshiyahu HaBechor Yochanan HaSheni Yehoyakim HaShlishi Tzidkiyahu VaRevi Shalom. Right? So you see that there are things. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu. Right? These are two names for the same person. Hu Yochanan Hu Yehoyachaz. It's the same one as well. Right? So if he really was the oldest, then what was it necessary to do a Mashiach for him? So la'olam Yehoyakim kashis. Really, the Torah says Yehoyakim was older than Yehoyachaz. Umay Bechor. Why was he called Bechor? Bechor lemalchus. He had a status in this. He was the first one to become the Melech. And then the Mora asks, Umi malchei zutore mekai mekashishe. Would you really put a younger one before the older one? V'haksiv, it says, as hamam lacho nosan liyoyorim. It was given over to your arm, right? So kihu abechor, he's the firstborn. So it says Yehoram mimale mokum a voice of heaven. He was mimale mokum, he was filling the place of them, meaning he was appropriate for that. Yehoyakim lav mimale mokum a voice of heaven. But Yehoyakim was not really appropriate to be in there. He wasn't fitting for this. Therefore, his brother became the melech before he did. Omer mar hu shalom. Hu Tzidkiyahu, Hu Yochanan, Hu Yehoyahaz. So why is it linting these four people? It counted each one, right? The pasuk said it went through each one of them. Going back a second, right? The Bechor, right? Hasheni, Hashlishi, right? So why is it count them all out? The Chesiv is the law. Because Hashlishi Arvi. So my Shlishi, what does it mean? Shlishi Lebonim. It means he was the third of the sons. Umay Ravi, what does it mean? The fourth? Ravi Lemalchus, who was the fourth one to become a Melech. Demeikora Malach Yehoachaz, Vesov Yehoyakim, Vesov Yechanya, Vesov Tzidkiyahu. So it goes through the four ones, but Tzidkiyahu was the Ravi because he was the fourth one to become king. Tan Rabbanan. Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu. This idea we talked about in other cases, in other contexts of the conservation of biblical personalities. That we use the same different names for the same person. Lam Nikra Shmo Shalom. Why was he called this? Shahai Meshulam B'Masav, because he was Shalom and Shlemus is perfect in all of his actions. Igid Amri did an answer. Shalom Sheshalma Malchus Beis David Beyomov. He was like Meshalem, he was last Melech, so he completed, right? That was like the Hashlam, that was the completion of it. Umash Mosentaka, what was his actual name? If Shalom is a description but not his real name, so Matanya Shmo, his name was really Matanya. Shneemar V'yamlech Melech Bovel es Matanya Dodo Tachta V'yasev, and changed as Shmo Tzidkiyahu, which like he changed the name, right, from Matanyahu. Amalei Ko yatzdik alecho esadin im timrod bi. May Hashem justify you if you'd be rebel against me, right? V'chsiv v'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad asher hishbi'o b'elokim. He rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, who had given him an oath. He was mashbiah him with it by God. Now on Yud Beis, umi havishem and hamishcha. So now, really, the question was Yehoiachos, really, was he? Did they use shem and hamishcha for him? V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, mishe nignaz Aaron, when they nignaz Aaron means it was hidden, it was buried, right? It was concealed. Probably a better word for you is like you know, or haganos is something that's hidden. When they hid the Aaron, nignaz shem and hamishcha. They hid the shem and hamishcha. It's in senes haman and a little jar of man that they had. Umaklushal Aaron, Shekidecho Farachel, like the special Aaron staff that had the almonds and the blossom, right, to prove that he was really the one who was Nivchar. The Argaz and the chest, Sheshalchu Plishtim Doron Yisrael, they used when the Plishtim sent back gifts to the Jewish people. Shneamar says in Shmuel Aleph, the Es Klei Hazahav Asher Hashivosem Lo Osham Tesimu. But Argoz, Mitzidov, Shilachtem, Oiso, Vaholach. Right? They sent their Oshon, like the gift, the guilt offering, in, right? And they sent it back when they returned the Aron after there was, they realized all these crazy things were happening with the Beit Shemesh, right? Umi Gonzu, so who was the one who hid it? Yoshiahu Melech Yehuda Gonzu. He was the one who hid the Shemen. Right, Shira Shikos of Torah. He saw the pasuk in Chumash Devarim. Yolech Hashem Oischa ve'as Malkecha. Right, Hashem is going to lead them, so to speak, and your king. Right, Tziva. He saw this, therefore he commanded Ugnozim to it should be gone, it should be hidden. Shneemar vayomer laLevim haMevinim lechol Yisrael haKadoshim laHashem tenu es Aron haKodesh beBayis. Shabbono Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, Ein lechem masa b'kosef, ata ivdu es Hashem elokeichem, ve'es amo Yisrael. So to take them, you're not going to be, it's only going to be on your shoulders, it's only going to be a burden for you. So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Sham Sham, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, Asya Doros Doros. So Rashi tells us what all these different drashas are. Rashi says, Asya Sham Sham dechsiv ba'aron, it's written in the context of the Aron. Vinodati lecho sham vidibarti itcho me'al ha-kaporis. I will make myself known to you and I'll speak to you above the lid, the covering. Chsiv, vinodati sham alivnei Yisrael. I'll make myself known to the Bnei Yisrael. Chsiv, it's in Senes by the man, Senes Haman, v'sein shama melo ha-omer mon. You should place there an omer, we're in Sfirsa omer, but omer means it's a measurement. It's like a you're talking about a gallon of something, it's a type of measurement. An omer is a measurement of it. So it's an omer's worth of the mon. Ma aron nignaz, just like the aron was nignaz, aftin tenes haman nignaz. So too the mon was hidden. Next Rashi, Asya Doros Doros. It's written by the man. It'll be placed there in its proper location for all the generations. It's written by the Shemen Hamishcha. Shemen Mirchas Kodesh Yeze Li Lidoroseichem. We saw yesterday. Ma Tzintzenes Haman Nignas Av Shemen Hamishcha Nignas. So just like the Tzintzenes Man was hidden, so too was the Shemen. Then the next one, Rashi says, Mishmeres, Mishmeres, Dechsi B'Tzintzenes Haman Having Nignas, because it was hidden, Le Mishmeres Lidoroseichem. Because of B'Maklo Shal Aaron is written by the staff of Aaron, Le Mishmeres Laos Livenei Meri. That was assigned for the Bnei Meri. So those are the different Gezeirah Shavas that we learn out to show that all these things were in fact hidden. And what it says, Omer of Papa, Marfas Medachia, right? You know, we see all these things were really there. So the whole question was, how could Yehoahaz been anointed with the Shem and Hamishcha? It says, no, it wasn't. It was this type of balsam oil that they used on him, like we saw at the beginning of today's daf, but it wasn't in fact the real Shem and Hamishcha. Okay. Now the Gemara goes into discussing when we can rely upon certain simonim. Okay, Tan Rabbanan Kitzad Moshchin Es HaMelachim. How do they do the Mashicha? Kimin Nezer, like a crown, right? Ve'esa Kohanim. So what do you do on the Kohanim? Kimin Chi, like a Chi. One asks, my Kimin Chi, what does it look like? So Amrav Menashe Bar Gada Kimin Kaf Yevoni, like a Greek
Chaf. So Rashi here has a big picture of a Ches. That's what he looks at. The Rambam learns differently. Rashi explains that he goes up and down the side of the head, but the Rambam learns that it's an X. That's like the actual way that they did the Mashicha. Tana Rabbanan b'techila mok. Motzkin shemen shel rosho va'achakach noisin lo shemen bein rise einav. So usually, like they pour it on the head of the kohen, and then they would put it like between his rise einav, like his eyelashes. V'tanya achrisi. Another brisa says no. B'techila noisin lo shemen bein rise einav. Really, they put it on the eyelashes first. Va'achakach motzkin lo shemen al rosho. Then they would like pour it on him. So tonight, so really this order of which came first is based upon a machloikis tanaim, which is preferable. Ikadamri mashicha adife. Some hold that the mashicha is better. Ikadamri yitzika adife. And I'm saying that pouring it is preferable. And that's why you do that one first. My time, demand the omre yitzika adifa. What's the reason for the one who holds that pouring in the oil is adif? That's the preferable thing to do. Because the pasuk says, this week's parsha. Uman the Omer Mashiach Adifa, but the man Omer holds that what the Mashiach is better. My time. What's his reasoning? Because he holds Shekain at Motzei Eitzel Klisharis. Because this is what they did with the Klisharis. Vaksiv Vayitzok. First it says Vayitzok Vesof Vayimshach, and then it says the first is they pour, and then they did the anointing. So this is how you learn it. Matam vayitzok. What's the reason why they poured it? Right? Mishum, because you wanted to get to the yimshach, because you really wanted to anoint it. So the anointing is the ikker. That's what you did it. It was like a hechitimsa to come to get to that point. Tana rabbanon kishemen hatoiv. Right? Like the good shemen, good oil, yored al hazokon zakan aron. That's going down the beard of Aaron. Right? So Gemara says, Kamin Shne Tipe Margilos Hayu Tuluyos La'aron B'zikon. There were two like drops of the oil that were shaped like a pearl that were hanging on the edge of Aaron's beard. Amr Papa Tana. Kishahu Misaper, when Aaron would speak, and when you speak, your jaw moves and your facial hair moves along with it. So Olos Vyoshvas Alo Beikar Zikono. These drops would move and like around, so they wouldn't fall off the edge of his beard. Moshe was very worried about this. Maybe I poured more than necessary because I see there's these like two drops that are still remaining there. So the Baskol came out and said, "Hatoiv." Now this is good type of shemen. And then the next pasuk, "Kital chermon." It's like compared. This is all. It's all from the same kapitel to Hillam, Kuflam and Gimel. It's like the dew of the chermon. And matal chermon, just like by the tal chermon, ain bo me'il. There's no me'il on that. Af shemen hamishcha shebizok naron on the shemen hamishcha. It's on the beard of Aaron. Ain bo me'ila. There's no me'ila on this as well. Reb Chaim has a famous shtickle. There's a chakir they make. What's the din? What's so wrong? What's so bad about me'ila? Is it a bizoyon that you're using this for your own personal use, or you took it out of the location of the Beis HaMikdash, so nobody can be over me'ila? Or is it a din in gezela? So Reb Chaim has raya, so he says no. It's gezela. That's really what the problem, the ikar yisod of me'ila, is that you're stealing. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'adayin haya Aaron doig, but Aaron was still worried. Amr Shem and Moshe lo mal. Avani malti. Okay, maybe Moshe didn't, but maybe I'm using it. I'm getting a lot of enjoyment from this extra Shem that's on my beard. Yotzo Basko v'Amr Basko came out. Amr Law said to him, Hine matoiv. Same the beginning of the capitulum. How great it is when brothers are together. How pleasant this is. Mamosh lomal, just like Moshe didn't do me'ila, avata lo ma'alto. You also did not do me'ila. So therefore, that's why Aaron was now Lord. First Moshe was concerned, Basco came for him, and then for Aaron, Basco came out to assuage his mind as well. Tan Rabbanon. Ein moshchin es hamalachim el al hamayin. When we have a melech, we go to a body of water, a mayin. A mayin is something that's like a natural spring that comes up from the ground. Kedei shetim moshech malchusom, that they're It's like a poel demyoni that their melucha should continue to flow as well. Shneimar v'yomer hamelech lehem kichu imachim es avde adonechem. Right, take my servants. Take the servants of your Lord. V'horaditem also al el gichon. This is when Shlomo HaMelech was anointed. This was after Adoniyahu was doing his rebellion. He had hired people and took some very high-ranking officers, and they went with him, Yoav and Abiyasar, and they all went. But they were to show that this was not the real one, that Bedavka with Bathsheba was intervening and got Shlomo, her son, to be it. This is how he's done, and it was done with the by the Gihon River, right? Okay. Omer Rebbe Ami Haiman de Boy Leda I Masig Shaite Olo Ilo. So before we do these Gemaras, just could I point out here that the Marashas points out why this is not a problem of Nichush. Nichush is when you have two different options, but here it's only presenting one side of the coin. So continue with our theme of Simon over here. If a person wants to know if he's going to have he's going to live for that year, right? Masik shati lo. So what should you do? Nisle shraga ba'asar yomei debein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim. Bebeise delo nashev ziko. He should light a candle during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva in a place where there's no wind. E moshech nahare, and if the candle continues to burn, so neda he knows the masik shati, he's going to finish out his year. Uman de boy lemevad be iska. A person who wants to be osik in iska is like businesses, business deal. He's going to be successful. A boy lemeda I matzlech ilo matzlech. He's going to be have hatzlacha. So li rabe tarnagola. He should raise a tarnagola rooster. Ishamin vishofer. If he goes fat and healthy, okay, matzlach. That's a simon that he's going to be successful. So that's if he's going to live out the year, if he's going to have success. Hi man, the boy lemeipak leorcha. If a person wants to take a journey, or boy lemei, he wants to know ichazir v'asik deveisei lo. Is he going to make it home or not? So nekum beveisei de chavara. He should go into a dark home, dark bias. Ichazir bavua devavua leide de hadar v'asik deveisei. If he sees like a shadow, he knows he's going to come back. Is he no? That's the really not going to be a good simon. V'lav milsehi, why not? Dilma chal shadaite u'misri mazle. Maybe he's going to get so, like, have a chalisha sadas from this, and that's going to ruin his mazel. Excuse me. Amra bai. Hashta amra simon milsehi. Right, famous Gemara. Now that we've come on to this idea that there's some significance to simonim, right? So, la'olam yehe rogil l'mecheze b'reish shata Kara, Verubia, Vakarase, Vasilka, Vatamri. This is the source for having the simonim on Rosh Hashanah, right? The squash, the fernigree, the leeks, the char, the dates, and all these things. Oops. So there's a very important area. People always, you know, you're allowed to make up your own, right? I remember in yeshiva, some of the jokes were what? The famous one, you should have a raisins and celery, you should have a raise in salary. Right, I remember one of my chaverim held up a cup, and he says, "You hear that song? We should hold cup this year, right?" Okay, but there's what to be done because the koach adibur. But lemaisa, first of all, you don't have to actually have the simonim there. You're allowed to say the simonim even if you don't do that. You know, you go sometimes to the the kosher supermarket and the regular pomegranate that's 59 cents, sometimes it becomes $59. You don't have to spend so much money to buy that. Okay, it's nice to have it. It's a choshev thing, but you can't find them, whatever it is, and you can still say the hiratzons. But there's a Mishnah Berurah here in Kuf Tafkuf Pei Gimel, right? This is the Sif Simon that is brought down in Sifkat and Beis. He says, "Hiratzon milfanecha Hashem ribu shizchuz kosev eli rabba b'shem hashloah yisor adam b'teshuva kishiyomru yihiratzon." Now this is to be heichi tims a person should come to have teshuva yihiratzon yispada alze b'leiv shalim. So you're supposed to, it's not just you saying words. There's a tefillah with that. There's a teshuva in that. That's part of how this works. It's not just some, you know, hocus pocus thing. You say a few words and then all of a sudden the things work out. I saw brought down a beautiful idea in the Sefer the Biri Chassidus Shas from the Sfas Emes, and he points out, look, what are we asking for? We're asking for like Parnasa and all these good things. That's only done b'derech remez. But when it comes to the real Iker thing, right, we scream out Hashem Melech, the Malchus of Hashem. We're doubting for her, right? Megala the Kavod Shemayim. These are the things that we ask for beferish bepemale. And when it comes to Olam Hazeh, okay, you know, like a little, we should have a good year, we should have parnasa. It's things, but that's only done by Derech Remez. The Sfas Emes is telling us that we have to understand where, in fact, our priorities are. Okay, Vaiter in the Gemara. Amar lehu Rabbi Misharshi levrei. Misharshi said to his son, Ki bo esu me'al le'mig gamre kaimi rabaychu. When you're going to learn before your Reb, your Rebbeim, girsu mas nisa v'al le'kaimi rabaychu. First you should learn the Mishnayos. Learn them up before you get to the Gemaras and all the fancy things. You should know Poshet with the basic Yesodos of the Masechta. And when you're sitting, you should look into his mouth. Your eyes should see your teacher. Ki garsisu. And when you're learning, you're studying. Girsu al nahara de maya. You should learn by a river, water. Ki hechi de mashkan maya mashkan shmata saichu. Just like the water's flowing, your shmaita, your teaching will flow as well. And it's better to sit on piles of garbage in the city of Masa Machasya, not to sit in the palaces of Pumbedisa. Tav Gildona Sarya de Masa Machasya, it's better to eat the rotten fish of Masa Machasya, Mikut Cho de Rame Kefe, rather than the I don't know exactly what this is, the Kutcha. Right? It's so strong. Okay. Rama Karnei Belokai. Right? Now, talking more about the things, this is what Chana said of her son Shmuel. Rama Karnei Velo Rama Kapaki. My horn will be lifted up, but my jug, my pach, will not be. David and Shlomo Shnim Shechu B'Keren. David and Shlomo, who were anointed with oil from a horn, Shnim Shechu Malchuson. So their Malchus lasted. Shaul V'Yehu Shenimshchu bapach, they were only anointed with a jug of oil. Lo nimshchu malchus, their malchus wasn't drawn out, didn't have a lasting kiyum to it. Okay, now the next subject the daf discusses is the different types of kohanim gedolim. Hamashuach b'shemen hamishcha, right? You had someone who was anointed with the oil. Tan Rabbanan Mashiach Yochel Melech. I might think that Mashiach is referring to the king. Talmud Lomana, no. Talmud teach me Kohen. E Kohen. If it's talking about a Kohen, Yochel Meruba Begadim. I might think this is talking about the one who's wearing the 8 Begadim, the Kohen Gadol. Talmud Lomana Mashiach. Therefore, it tells me no. It must be the Mashiach, the one who is anointed. E Mashiach. Yochel Mashuach Milchama, he also, the Kohen who talks to them before they go out to war, he also is anointed, right? So Talmud Lomar teaches not that. Ha Kohen Ha Mashiach. Shein Mashiach Agaba. There's no other. He's the highest ranking thing. So that Hey Yedi is what the Gemara is going to dig on, is going to point out. Now, in the concepts of the Gid Hanoshe, my Mashme, how do you know this? Kid Amarav Hayorech, the thigh. The stronger one of the thighs. Hachanami says, oh, too, the hey idea, Hamashiach, Hameyuman, Shebimeshuchim, the strongest or the most like Choshev, the most distinguished one of all those who are, means the Kohen Gadol and not the Kohen Meshuach. Omer Mar, Meshuach, Yochel Melech, Melech Par, who demaisi. When a Melech brings a par? No, he doesn't bring a bull. Seir hu demaisi. He brings a goat. Itzrich. No, you had to tell me this anyway, right? Why? Because salkadai techamina, you would have thought to say, al shigas maisa yavi sawyer. When he does something with shogi, he should bring a sawyer. Valhelam dover yavi par. But when it's like this was the phrase we're talking about so many times, is mesech, the par helam dover. So kamash malan. No, that's why the Tana had to teach us that it's only the Kohen Gadol who brings the par. Ein bein mashuach b'shemen hamishcha. There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the one who is the shemen hamishcha, right? But the oh God, this is the meruach. I read that wrong, right? Between him and the what's it called, meruach begadim. Yeah. Okay, Masnisin de lok Rabbi Meir. So this is not going like Rabbi Meir to eat Rabbi Meir, because if it would have been Rabbi Meir, Hatanya we learned in a brisa, Merubah Begadim, the Kohen is wearing the 8 Begadim, maybe par, right? Haba'a kol ha-mitzvahs, he brings the par for any mitzvah he did wrong. De Rabbi Meir, v'lo hoidu ha-chamim, the Chachamim argued on him, my time de Rabbi Meir, so what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? So de Tanya, Mashiach, ein li ela Mashuach b'shem and ha-mishcha, all I know is the one who is anointed, Meru Begadim Inayin, how do you know the one who has the extra Begadim? Satam Lomer, Hakoin HaMashiach, right? From the, we just said the whole Drasha that we learned out from there. Anyone who's appointed like a Kohen Gadol is included, right? Even if he's not having the oil on him. Bumai Okimte, so who you explain is like? Kirabonin, must be like the Rabbanin, Amun Beis. Right, so Ema Seifa. So 1 second, what are you going to do? You have to work this all out now, because Ema, consider what it says in the Seifa. Ema bein koin mashamesh the koin cha'over. There's no difference between the koin who's working now and the koin who's been removed from his office. Ella part Yom Kippurim v'asiris ha'efa. The only differences are between them are the par for the Yom Kippurim, right? That's only brought by the koin gadol, and then the asiris ha'efa that he brings for the like the mincha, right? But for everything else. Right, the diak is for everything else; it's the same. So, Asyan the Rebbe Meir. So, we have now we're explaining according to Remeir. Titanya Eira lo psul b'koin gadol. Something happened to make the koin gadol apostle. For Alver Amina koin acher tachdav. So, they had to remove him and put somebody else in his place to do the avoda. Harishan choizul avod. Also, when the first one comes back, Hasheni kol mitzvahs kahuna olav. Nevertheless, the one who was elevated, who was filling in, he has all the mitzvahs of the kohen on him. Div Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Omer Rishon Chois Levodosov Sheni Einu Roy Lo LeKohen Einu Roy Lo LeKohen Gadol VeLeKohen Hedyot. So now, according to Rabbi Yosi, he's like in a middle place. He can't do either one, right? He can't be a kohen gadol and he can't be a kohen gadol, kohen hedyot. Om Rabbi Yosi Masi Be Yosef Ben Elam Mitzipori. Right, so this is brought down also in the Josephus quotes this as well. She'era bo psua b'koin gadol. So it happened that a koin gadol became possible. For Avra Minu Acher Tachtav. So they had to replace him with somebody else. Right, they replaced this Yosef Ben Elam. V'lo hinichuha echov hakohanim lios lo koin gadol v'lo koin hedyot. And after the reason he was allowed to be again, so they didn't get him either one. They wouldn't let him be a Kohen Gadol, they wouldn't let him be a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol Shum Eva. Because, you know, they don't want any hatred or, you know, bitterness, because if you have, like, two equal Kohanim, like two Kohen Gadolim, Kohen Hedyot he can't be, but Shum Alam Kodesh Vein Meridin, right? This is that we only go upwards, we don't go downwards. You know, we've seen this many times throughout the, you know, this idea comes out, that's why we go according to the Beis Hillel, right? One candle to eight, Malan Kodesh Meridin for Chanukah. That's why we put on our talis first and then our tefillin. Many, many examples of this we saw already about this idea of the Kohen Gadol. So Malan Beim Meridin, once you're up there, you can't come back down. The Tori Evan quoted this as well in a different context in Avar Masechta. So, Gemara, 1 second. So now, can you really make such a split like this? Are you trying to tell me like this, is the Gemara? Reish Rabbanan V'Sefer Rabbi Meir? Right, it's not consistent. So Amar Rav Chisda in, yeah, Reisha Rabbanan v'Sefer Amir. You're okay, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yosi Amar no, Rabbi he. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he worked it out. V'Nasev Lei Lo Aliba de Tanoi. So he worked out according to different Tanoim. Right, he held like the Rabbanan when it grew out the Kohen Gadol was Merubah Begadim, and he holds like Rabbi Meir and talks about the Kohen Gadol Shavar. Rava Oimer Reb Shimon he. No, Rava says the entire Mishnah is really going like Reb Shimon. V'sav lo k'Rebbe Meir b'chada u'poligale b'chada. And he agrees with the Meir in one answer. He argues with him in a different case. D'tanya, Devarim Shabin Kohen Gadol l'Kohen Hedyot Eluhim. There's differences between, there are, number one, par habo'a al kol ha-mitzvos, right? The par that he brings for anyone in the mitzvos. Upar Yom Kippurim, the special bull that's born on Yom Kippur. Vasirus Eifa, and the special mincha brings. Vilo Porea, Vilo Porem. He doesn't grow his hair long. He doesn't tear kriya, right, doing a velus. Alal Huporem Milamato, Vahedyo Milamalo. But he tears it below in like a inconspicuous way, but a hedyon tears it from above in the normal way of tearing kriya. The aim itami the krovin doesn't come tummy for his relatives. Umusral basula, he's not allowed. He has to, I'm sorry, I keep saying it backwards. He has to marry a basula. For us Balmani, he's prohibited from marrying an Amana. And if someone was in a Ir Miklat and he died, and this coin died, then he would go free. I don't remember. I might have actually goofed up and said that it was a Ir Hanidachas last time, but no, it's an Ir Miklat, right? The Ir Miklat where the person is running away because he was Rotzeach B'Shogig. So when this one dies, then he gets to go free. Umakriv Onin the Ena Oichel the Ena Cholik, right? The Kohen Gadol could be bring korbanos when he's an Onin, but he doesn't eat it and he doesn't get any Chelik in that. Umakrev chelik perosh, v'noitel chelik perosh. He does first, right? He takes whatever he wants first. Umashamish b'shmona kelim. He wears the kir called kelim. It means the begadim. V'chol avodas yom kippurim ain a kashera elabo. Everything has to be done by him. Upatral tumas migdash kudoshev. And he's also potter. He's exempt from bringing a korban olav yored for going into the base of migdash when he's tummy or for eating something when he's tummy. The chul anogim b'mrum v'godim chutz mipar hamevi akol mitzvos. All of these apply to the Kohen Ruben Godim, except for the special part he brings from the mitzvahs. V'chul anogim v'mashiach sh'avar chutz mipar yom kippurim v'asiyas eifa. They all apply, all these apply to the Kohen who's removed, with the exception of the Yom Kippur and the Sirsa Eifa. V'chul an ein nohagin b'mishuach milchama chutz mechamisha devarim ha'amurim b'parsha. And all these don't apply to the Kohen who's Mashuch Milchama, except for the five things that we just said, right? Lo Poreya, Lo Porim, right? Not growing the hair long, not tearing Kriya. Vein Metame, the Krov, not becoming Tame to his seven relatives, right? Which is a father, mother, brother, sister, spouse, or son, or a daughter. Umusra Habasula, he can only marry a Basula. V'Osa Ba'amon, he can't marry an Amona. Umachzir as a Rotzeach, he gets the Rotzeach, goes free from the Ir Miklat, Div Rebbe Yehuda. Right? That's according to Shita Rebbe Yehuda. And the Chachamim, or when they argue on this last point, Eino Machzer. He doesn't get a person who killed a Shogi, doesn't go free if he would die. V'hai, Mimai de Rebbe Shimon hi. So where do you know that this is the Shita of Rebbe Shimon? So Amar of Papa, Man Shamas Leida Amar, Potra Al Tumas Mikdash Kudoshov. Who's the one who holds like that he's Potter from the Korban Olav Yor, in this case, that is Rabbi Shimon, right? Okay, now we talk about the Kohen Mashuach Milchama. So, Chutz Mechamisha Devarim Ha'amurim B'Parsha, with the exception of the five things that were said in the Parsha. Menohan Emili, how do you know that? How do you know that? Again, apologize for my weak voice. The Tan Rabbanim learned in a brisa, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echov, the Kohen who's greater than his brothers, Ze Kohen Gadol. That's referring to the Kohen Gadol. Asher Yutzak Al Rosh Hashem HaMishcha, the one who has the oil poured on his head, Ze Mashuch Mechama, that's the one who is, getting ready, gets everybody ready before they go to battle. Umile es yada lilboish es begodim, and the one who's he's like consecrated to wear these begodim, zemer begodim, that's the one who's wearing the eight article clothing. Akulan u'omen, all he says, rosho lo yifra begodim lo yifram va'akol nafshos meis lo yavo. So these prohibitions of in Emor apply to all of them. Yachl yehu kulan makrivin onanim. So the havmina is that if an onin, again, just a reminder, is a person who, chas v'shalom, one of their relatives, one of these seven krovim died, it's a period of aninus from the moment of death until the moment of burial. At the burial then begins the actual avelus. But an onin doesn't do mitzvah saseh. So again, the Gemara says, Yochol havmin is yehu chulan makrivin onin. They would all bring the korbanos. No, Talmud Lomar, kinezer shemen mishchas eloka avalav. No, it's only him. On him, Allah v'lo al chaveru, but not on his chaver. V'achar shechilku hakosav. And now, the pasuk already made a chilek. It made a distinction between him and the Mashuach Milchama, Yochel lo yehe mitzuva al habasula. So once you're saying that not everything applies, so you think maybe he doesn't need to marry a basula. So Talmud Lomar, v'hu. No, that comes to include he has to. The coin that's Mashuach Milchama has to marry a basula. Kitanai, like the like the machlokes tanoim, who isha b'besuleha yikach acher shechilik hakosav, after the pasuk made a chilik between the coins mashuch mecham and the coin gadol about the onin riba, it came in to add the mashuch mecham for the following halachas. That's divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, I mean, no, ainly elish aver machmas kirio. I only have one who was removed because of the carry. Machmas mum in minayin. How do I know that if he's because he had a mum that he has to, he still has to marry a basula? So tam lomer vihu, right? It comes that even one that he had to step down because of a mum, right? But according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have any pasuk to teach me that the on the coin Mashuach Mechama. So boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Mashiach shenitztaru mahu ba'almona. What would be the din if you had a coin gadol, but now he has tsaras? So what's the halach about? Can he marry an almona? Midchi dochi? Was he totally disqualified, but really he's just been nidche, that he's really he still has the status of a coin gadol, and therefore be osir? Oh, maybe Mifta Potter, maybe just a Petur, right? So now he could marry a what's it called, an Amana. Vilhavi Biyadi. He didn't have an answer. He didn't, literally, it wasn't in his hands. He didn't, you know, we say, Ashrei Mishabal Kama Talmudu Miyado, right? That's the statement about the Malach who comes to greet a person at the end of the learning. There's the beautiful yet frightening concept that the Gra brings down, that the Malach who comes to greet a person is the same Malach who learned Kola Torah Kula with you in the womb. And he says, okay, we had a good Chavrusa for 9 months, so now you come back at the end of 120 years. Do you remember everything we learned together? Right? That's what he says, Asher Misha Ba'al Bekama Talmudu Biyado. You're holding on to your learning. I think Rabbi Asaf Ben Arshis have a great line. He says, I forgot what he said. It's not like you can't take your notebooks with you. I think it's something like that. You have to know. But okay, we're trying one daf at a time. Oh, so anyway, lo al habiyade. So zimnin havi yosiv Rav Papa v'kami boyle. So on another time, Rav Papa was asking the same question. Amar le huna berei the Rav Nachman, Rav Papa. He said, Tanena, we learned this. Ainly elish avra machmas kiryo. I only know the Kohen Gadol was removed because he of his carry avra machmas mumin minayin. Hanel, he's also is included. He's not allowed to marry. He must marry a basula, right? So Tam Alomer vihu. The buzz of vihu. So when he told him his answer, come. He was so happy. Rav Papa got up. Nashke Bereshe, he kissed him on his head. V'yayavle Brate, and he gave him his daughter to marry, because he said, this is the kind of person I want for a son-in-law. Okay, beautiful way to end off today's daf. And the Meretz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the next Mishnah, which talks about how the Kohen Gadol, how he tears Kriya.